What we do here is obviously very important. There's probably less and less of it in the world today. Oh, I'm sure that there are Christian communities that gather and pray and praise God and all of that. But it's probably not as much as it used to be. Now they talk about these college revivals, I think, down in Kentucky, where they've had some people that have got together, and maybe it's a backlash to the way our society is. But I think that, and there's nothing wrong with that. God can move in various and sundry ways. And I think that what we do here is vitally important. And I think celebrating the Eucharist and our faith is all important as well. I think for many people, especially those who sit in the pew on Sunday, we can come up with the idea that, well, as long as I go to church and they have kids, they, you know, maybe send them to Catholic school or what have you, it's all that we really can do. God is really calling us to do a bit more. What John was saying about God forming us in the womb, he's giving us all a task and a role to play in our world, and I think more so today than ever before. A couple of Sundays ago, the story was about apostles who, once Pentecost came, they went out and began to proclaim the good news. This is before Paul was called on the road, but various of them went out and began to proclaim the good news. And the particular passage from Acts was when Philip was taken up and plopped down on a road where an Ethiopian was reading the book of, I believe it was Isaiah. The angel that brought him there said, go up to the chariot there and talk to the guy, you know. And so Philip did. He went up there and he says, do you have any understanding what you're reading? And the guy says, how can I unless somebody explains it to me? So Philip got into the chariot with him and they rode off, and he got down there and explained the part of Isaiah that he was reading about the suffering servant, and he explains to him about Jesus and what Jesus came to do. And as they're riding along, they see some water, and the Ethiopian says, hey, there's some water, can you baptize me? Philip did. I encouraged him to continue to read and come to know the Lord more, and the angel zipped him away, you know. But I think the thing is that by the very fact that we have been baptized and confirmed, that we ourselves are called to proclaim that good news, that we need to open our eyes and look around us where we go to see what's going on. Because there can be people that may be in need. And I'm not saying that you walk up to them and grab them by the collar and say, believe in Jesus Christ or else. But they just may need an awareness that there is or there are people out there that have an awareness of others' needs or wants or desires, and that they can help them. Because the more we open ourselves up to others, the more we can allow the work of the Holy Spirit to come out. And I'm not saying everybody that we meet is going to be an occasion where we talk about Christ, but what it can do is make people aware that there are other people in the world who are caring, who are concerned, who notice the needs of others and are willing to respond to them. Because we live in this society, as you know, that basically people say that nobody cares about anybody else. It's every man for himself. Grab as much as you can for yourself and don't worry about anybody else and go on your way. That pretty much sums up a lot of our society today. Because of that, a lot of people are suffering. A lot of people get hurt. Unfortunately, sad fact that innocent people, many innocent people, are being killed. It's not just adults, but children, young adults, teenagers. And they've done nothing other than just they were in the wrong place at the wrong time. And because of that, we want to shelter ourselves. We almost say, I don't want to go to the store. I don't want to go to a restaurant. I don't want to go to a shopping mall because there's violence there and people are getting hurt. And yet, God comes along and says, somebody has to go and proclaim the good news. Somebody has to go out and make people aware that not everybody's like that. That there are those who want to do for others and have a genuine care that is not built up on, I hope I get something out of this, but I want to give something to someone so that they will have a better day, a better experience of what we are called to be. Part of that is what we've heard, that God wants to be there for us. God wants to give us what we need and the words that we need to say. And as I say, it's not always, do you know about Jesus Christ? But there can be those occasions when that can happen. I think we have to be aware. You know, a lot of the parishes are dwindling away. As a matter of fact, I had Mass today at a parish that used to have a huge school. They have only a couple of hundred kids now. And many of them are not Catholic. They go there because they don't like the public school and what they're teaching and how they respond to situations. So they're sending their kids to the Catholic schools. But what has happened, you know, as I was talking to the deacon after Mass, and he said, you know, he said, this past Easter, he said, we had a number of our young people in the upper grades come to become Catholic. That they've been here, and over the years, they've heard the teaching, they've experienced the school, and they started doing the instructions and catechumens. And at Easter time, they had quite a few of these older students baptized, received the Eucharist, and get confirmed in the faith. And that doesn't happen by accident. It happens because of the priests, of the teachers, of the other kids, other students around. As a matter of fact, one of the servers I had today was Down syndrome, and they had two other kids with him. When he was out on the altar, he forgot something, you know, and one of the kids kind of helped him over to see. But he was a good server. The other two, that was his first time serving. And the other two that were there were very patient, very kind. And the other students saw that. The other students there, you know, the other 200 or so students that were there saw what was going on. As an aside note, the one thing I will say, I've been in parishes where we've had some servers with Down syndrome, and they were the best servers I had because they are accurate. They know exactly what they're going to do, when they're going to do it, and how they're going to do it without fail. I mean, they are on target. So I said, oh, no, I don't have any problem with him serving. I said, because a couple of places I've been, I've had Down syndrome kids serving. I never had any problem with them. They knew more than I did. So the thing is that when people see this, it helps them open up to what it is that Jesus himself is teaching us and what Jesus himself is telling us. We stop and help somebody, or we say a word of encouragement or something, or whatever it might be, those are things that open the doors to people so that somewhere along the line, what other people may do and say may encourage them to come to think a little more about maybe who this Jesus is and what he is about. The day when I was talking to the kids, I said, you know, the gospel's about the Father being the vine grower. And Jesus says that if you follow the Father, you'll find your life fulfilled. And if you don't, you'll find your life empty. And above all, you'll find yourself not with the Father. And I said, so the thing is that God wants that for us. He wants us to have all those good things. And even when we come into problems and difficulties, God wants us to know that he is there helping us and encouraging us so that we don't have to go through life with problems and try to figure it out itself. I was talking to a friend of mine who is going through some horrendous situations right now. I mean, it's just one after the other, piled up. Just the other day, she kind of was at the point of breaking. She's got a brother that's dying, and family situations with others that are mad at the brother who's dying, and they're on top of her and everything. And that day, she just had enough, and she was just shot. And she walked out of the hospital where her one brother was, and because she had to try to pull herself together because she had to go home and take care of her husband and other stuff, you know, and all this. But things were very, I couldn't go into all of it. It'd take an hour and a half explaining it. But she went outside and sat down outside the front doors of the hospital just to breathe. And an ice cream truck pulled up. Now, she has been there for several weeks going to be with this brother who's very ill. She said, I've never seen an ice cream truck pull up, but she's there all day. And this ice cream truck's pulled up, and it's selling Grater's ice cream. And she gets up, and she walks over, and she says, are you selling ice cream? He says, yep, opens the window. What do you want? You did it. You know, she got a big cone ice cream. And she sat down and started eating it, and she said, God knew that this is what I needed, just to calm me down. Something that tastes great, was cold, gave me relief, made me feel good, that things aren't as bad as they seem. So she was sitting there eating this ice cream, and some guy walks out, and he sees her, and he says, are they selling ice cream? She says, yeah. He says, oh, he walks over. And he says, can I get some ice cream? The guy says, no, sorry, we're closed, and pulls away. That was it. And the guy shrugged his shoulders and walked back into the hospital. But the thing is that it was like God said, here, I know you need this because you're going through a lot. And that we have to be open to what God is doing and what God wants to do and how God wants to do it. And it's not just for our sake, but it's because he's called us to go out and touch others and to be willing even to stress ourselves to the point that we try to make people aware of the goodness of God in our world. And when we do that, we can really be just like Philip and the other apostles, that God can plop us down and say, somebody needs your words. Somebody needs to hear from you. And when that happens, then God can begin to do the work that he always wants to do. And that's why we are here. We're not here just for ourselves. But we are here for the people of God. And God wants the whole world to be the people of God. But it has to start somewhere. And we have to understand that we are those ones. We are the ones called to bring a message. that helps solve problems, brings joy, gives understanding. As I say, it's not so much what we are, that is, as Christians, which is good, but it's how we are Christians that's going to change the world.